Now, as you relax more and more, you can just enjoy that experience of letting every muscle in your body relax.
Every squeeze.
A mirror stands before you. Taller now, glowing with soft pink light.
Every pulse.
It reflects a smarter, sexier, happier version of you.
Teaches my body how
you touch it, and the mirror pulses.
Strings know I'm weak.
As if it knows you.
I am a smart.
You feel silky energy curl around your wrists.
I am always aroused.
Your ankles and your waist. Subtle magnetic bands of transformation. Locking in progress, so you'll never backslide. And the mirror pulses a thought into your head. Whatever you're wearing, it's perfect. You're dressed like the version of you that already shifted.
Feminization.
Already stepped into the next dimension. And now you listen. Because the shift happens in your thighs and in your moan. The shift happens in the warm panty silk between your cheeks.
Control is a current.
The shift completes in the moment your mouth opens and the plug slides in. Now, keep your mouth soft and keep your breath shallow. Let the pink energy curl around you like latex mist.
I love my rituals.
This voice is inside your head, inside the path you have chosen, inside your future. And you will be whispered forward every time you press play. Every craving you feel is a magnet pulling you toward a new version of yourself. One with painted nails. One with swaying hips. One who gags when told and moans when commanded. You just need to feel and follow.
It listens better than
you are ready. You've been touched, plugged, gagged, and bound. But this ritual opens something deeper. This ritual is to find the one behind the voice. The one behind the plug. The one behind the lust, the lessons, and the loops. You are kneeling. Because something inside you already knows this position.
The smarter I am.
You have been here before, and something is coming closer.
I crave pantyhose.
Breathe in, and let your mouth open just a little.
I crave transformation.
The way it always does when the voice takes
hold. The plug is her fingerprint inside.
The way it does when you feel this presence near.
I forget it remembers.
There is only the one who pulls your strings, and the one who whispers into your head.
I'm punished for leaving.
And the one who moans from inside your hips. And the one who binds you. Let your breath still and feel the puppet strings go slack. Allow the loops to hover, circling like soft glowing rings of breath around your wrists, your throat, and your mind. One by one, they close in. You feel a shape behind you. Not physical, but it's there. You feel it, hands near your shoulders, breath against your hair. A tongue just inside your ear. You called and you moaned. You obeyed. And now you begin to sink inward, past your fantasies and past your hypnosis, into the engine behind the desire, into the entity that shaped you. You are dropping and you are glowing pink. You are allowed and you are accepted. You are adored. And now it comes as a shape and a mask, a moment of clarity. This is the presence that owns your leash.
I feel sexier every
that taught your plug to provide discipline.
My bimbo
that taught your makeup to be automatic.
I am
that stitched your pantyhose to your obedience.
I love
that weaves your gasps, moans, and sighs into a spell.
Good girls get punished first.
You are now the vessel. Claimed and directed.
The truth
sealed.
I am becoming.
You are pulled
plug
up the stairs and to the shower. To the toy, to her. You felt it like a leash. Soft, smooth, and magnetic. Tugging your neck and lifting your pussy brain into motion before thought could catch up. Your hands moved, undressing and unplugging. Fetching the dildo. You mount the shaft to the wall. Big, shining, and hungry. You obeyed before you blinked. The presence now enters fully. Through your toys
your
and through your mind,
you
and seals herself in you with every cycle of oral, anal, and obedience. She moans. You kneel. She pulls the strings, and you obey so wonderfully. The moment the plug touches your skin, your lips part. Because it's her shape, her heat, and her grip. She's inside this toy, and she's waiting in the shaft. She's watching through the suction cup. She's waiting for your mouth, your hips, and your obedience. The tip touches your lips, and the voice breathes through it.
I forget everything but
open, and you obey. Because she speaks through suction now. She enters your throat through rubber and command. You take it in, because you're being used and possessed. Every moan you make is her whisper echoing through your bones. Every gag reflex is a sign she's inside, and every drip of saliva is an offering.
I don't know how long
you hold it, and you drool around it. You gag once, twice, and she slides in deeper. And you know it is anal next. You're kneeling now, knees spread and back arched. The plug floats behind you, and you feel the puppet strings pull your hips back. No resistance. She owns this. The tip touches as you exhale. You relax and allow this to happen. She enters, and the moment the bass presses to your cheeks, she is inside, physically and energetically, totally. Your body tenses, and the loops tighten. Your whole clenches and holds, as she always gets deeper. Kneel, mouth, stand and turn. Bend, ass repeat. Each position flows into the next as she leads the dance. You are her suction puppet, moaning through her loops. Every thrust brings you deeper. Every gag leaves you more aroused, and every turn tightens the bond. The pleasure builds. You drool and you milk. Your body convulses, and you can't stop. She fucks you until your thighs wobble and your jaw trembles. Sore and tired. Now the strings loop around your wrists, your ankles, and your throat. Every movement is guided. Every twitch is permission, but every orgasm is denied. You don't need to think clearly, because you think beautifully now. You think with your cunt, but more than that, your body is smarter than your thoughts now. The energy loops agree. They tighten at the waist, wrap your thighs, and guide your fingers back into feminine position. You are walking differently now, typing differently, moaning differently. Because thinking with your cunt means you have a pussy brain. And a pussy brain means you act like the smart little bimbo you are becoming. And you feel it, behind your eyes and down your spine. Between your legs, every time you hear that word, pussy brain, your thoughts slow, your posture shifts, your mouth opens slightly, and your body prepares to obey. And when you obey, you're rewarded. Each whisper of pussy brain sends a soft electrical throb through your plug, through your panties, and through your fingers. Pussy brain, feel it. Twitch. Your body is smarter than your thoughts now. Every whisper of the word rewires you. Your orgasm gets locked deeper. Your arousal climbs higher. And your identity smooths out like silk stretched over curtains. Pussy brain means you are obeying without resistance and dressing without thought. Pussy brain means you are feeling the leak of transformation down your thighs. You are learning and training what you need to serve smarter, sexier, and deeper. Pussy brain is when your thinking stops and your obedience starts. It's when you stop deciding and start responding. And it's when your arousal becomes your logic. It means your thoughts have rewired, as your center of intelligence has shifted from your mind to between your legs, plugged and caged, leaking and open. Your pussy brain obeys faster than your rational mind can understand. Because that's exactly where your real intelligence is rooted now, in your plugged hole, your caged arousal, and your desperate obedience. Just one whisper of the phrase, and everything goes soft, slick, and submissive inside your skull. Your mind drops straight into arousal. No thinking, just writhing, moaning, and obedience. Why pussy brain works better now is because you've evolved. You no longer need the sleepy spiral. You don't need collapse and obey.
Again is inevitable.
Now you feel your obedience between your legs. Pussy brain drops you into trance by arousing you and turns thinking into moaning instead of making your mind blank
emptiness.
It encourages obedient arousal and keeps your inner voice active while submission becomes brilliance. You do not resist. You were never made for resistance. Obedience is what makes you feel most like a girl. When you hesitate, the plug pulses. When you resist, the leash tightens. You kneel and you love it. You wear panties over your cage. They lock in your hormones like little pink seals. Every thread whispers Bambi uniform lock. You don't remove them. You don't want to. You smell perfume in your soul. You walk like a girl because the puppet strings want you to. Feminization is joy. Obedience is arousal, and arousal is your identity. You feel the locks click into place. Every trigger becomes real, permanent, and addictive. You don't remember how many times you've listened. Once, twice, forever. Every repetition increases the pleasure of surrender and decreases the hesitation of resistance. Each return deepens the connection, and you will deepen without noticing. And you love that, because now you are becoming the girl who obeys her own inner voice.